Hello and welcome to From Fear to Fire, secrets to overcome fear, embrace your gifts, and achieve success. This is the place where real people share real challenges, where you can find a common bond and uncommon wisdom through their journeys to help you move from fear to fire. I am Heather Hansen O'Neill. I am your host as always, and I am thrilled to be back with you. I have a quote for you today by, oddly, Davy Crockett. The quote is, "Let your tongue speak what your heart thinks." I have a fantastic guest for you today. Her name is Shelley Harrison. She's a former banking executive with more than 25 years of experience, but now she's banking on professional speakers. She's the CEO and founder of Luminary Leaders, a full-service professional speakers agency specializing in representing world-class speakers, best-selling authors, military speakers, and public figures. A one-stop solution for speakers, Luminary Leaders offers speaker coaching, representation, and management, including value-added publicity and branding. Shelley's the host of her own podcast show, Speaker Central, as well as the founder of Extraordinary, Talented, and Confident Women's Networking Organization known as ETC. She's also a director level partner with the National Women's Organization known as Connected Women of Influence. In 2018, her company, Luminary Leaders, partnered with the Veterans Chamber of Commerce to support various programs offered by the chamber, including the Military Speakers and Author Program to feature and represent veterans across the country. And I am very excited to bring on today Shelley Harrison. Welcome, Shelley.
Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Oh, I am fantastic because I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with you today.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to our conversation here.
Yeah, you know, for those of you who are listening, I just had another fabulous conversation with Shelley for her podcast, Speaker Central, and she's phenomenal. Yeah. So I think that you're going to love her. Now, I would love for you to just start by giving a little background information about who you are, and then I'm going to dive into some fun questions about what you do.
Sure, definitely, Heather. And, you know, it's fascinating because I have a corporate background. And as you pointed out, it's, you know, it's more than 20 years. And with, you know, with the just the change in the banking industry, when I actually left, I was kind of at a point where I thought, gosh, what am I going to do now? Mm-hmm. And had a lot of support from my husband. And things just kind of fell into place about, you know, 7 to 10 years ago, where I actually started this company and realized that this is the direction that I wanted to go and take all of the experience that I had in the banking industry and created Luminary Leaders.
That's fantastic. Now, because I'm fire girl here and I hear a word like luminary, I just fall in love with it. So can you give us a little background on, you know, where you came up with that?
Sure. And in fact, I have to give someone else the credit. Luminary is a person who inspires or influences others, especially one prominent in a particular sphere. And a very dear friend of mine, when we first started this, you know, this company, it was a partnership. And she actually came up with the name Luminary Leader. So I just kept the name. We're still friends. She's retired. But it's just something where it's, and it resonates with our clients too, because they're luminary.
Exactly. I love it. So definitely send her a thank you note. It speaks to me.
Yes. Oh yeah. Thank you.
So what differentiates your company from other speaking companies or agencies? Like, what makes you guys stand out?
And a lot of times people ask that. And what I really like to share with them is that it's an experience. An experience where they're going to feel that they have a partner in their speaking business. And, you know, granted, there are a lot of speaking agencies out there, Heather, and I'm sure you're familiar with many of them as a speaker yourself. And really with our company, we can represent clients all over the world. However, we're very particular about who we represent. And when I say particular, I mean that we want to have heart-centered, credible, reliable, and trustworthy clients that we represent. The difference, the big difference between us and other agencies are that a lot of the bigger agencies will have 300, 400, 500 speakers that they represent. And as you can imagine, when speaking opportunities come up, you know, the chances of being booked are limited. So it's different that it's a customized experience with us. We have, you know, we have a smaller roster and we choose to have a smaller roster. So it's you know, there's no shortage of speakers out there. As you know, there are speakers all over the world. And the great thing is that there's plenty of business for everyone. And even in this virtual world with, you know, with COVID-19 and, you know, the live events being canceled everywhere. I mean, I'm sure you've seen this where a lot of events are being canceled and either they're going virtual or they're, you know, maybe a hybrid. And it's been kind of interesting, you know, where I've talked to some of my colleagues that are at other speaking agencies and, you know, they're having a difficult time too.
Yes. And, you know, I'd love to go just a little bit deeper with that because I believe that what we have to do now is to be flexible and adaptable and learn new things. And I'm really curious as how a speaker booking company needs to pivot and so that they can best serve their speaker clients as well as the people who are out there still needing speakers, even if it's for a different type of an event. So what does that look like for you?
Yes. And you completely understand this. And I love that you're digging deeper because I think a lot of people feel that their speaking careers could be over. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what I'm trying to make sure of is that we keep our clients relevant, relevant in the sense that we're doing a lot of different research, finding out, you know, the events that are still happening where there may be, you know, whether it's virtual on, and you know, there's so many platforms as far as Zoom and Skype and all these different platforms where events are happening. And what we're doing is reaching out to those event planners directly, and we're giving them ideas on how they can create or be, you know, a little bit different in the way that they bring their event to their audience. And in the same token, we help them promote their events. So it's kind of a win-win for the event planner and for us, where we're able to, you know, book our clients. And even if it's a podcast show, that's another thing that we're doing too, like yours, you know, where we have a lot of our clients that are being booked in on podcast shows across the country in terms of, you know, podcast shows that are national or, you know, top 100. So it's really an interesting time right now because back in February is when my husband kind of asked me, he said, you know, Shelley, what do you think is going to happen with your business? And I'm like, I didn't even give it any thought, Heather. I'm just like, you know what? I'm full steam ahead. You know, I really love what I do. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to being creative to make sure that this business still thrives when we come out of this COVID-19, I want to hit the ground running, you know, where right now we're really ramping up, making sure that we look for alternative ways to keep our clients busy. Yeah. And, you know, busy in the sense that, yeah, they can't be on stage right now. And that kind of, you know, that really sucks. It does. Mm-hmm. However, there are so many other ways that they can be featured, you know, getting their message out there or just, you know, really being able to do what they love best.
Shelley, there's so many things about what you just said that I absolutely love. I'll just point out a couple of them. One is this, I didn't even think of it. You know, so many people get caught up in the fear and they start second guessing themselves and questioning and worrying, all of the negativity, and it's completely normal in today's world. However, mm-hmm. when you are in love with your business and you have a purpose and you believe in what you do, you don't think of just giving it up without doing everything in your power, right? Yes. So I love that. I mean, it totally came across to me. And the other thing that I absolutely loved is that it seemed to me like you were really focused in the right place where you said, We call our clients and give them suggestions and helpful ideas, and we help them market, because that's what we have to do now more than ever. It's about the relationship. And
what can
we do that's different, and how can we serve better? And that is what's going to create the longevity of the business.
Yes. And it really does, Heather. And I think, and you hit it on the head with building relationships. You know, when I mentioned that we reach out to event planners, I'll give you one example where we've been working with, it's actually the publishers and authors and writers group in San Diego and Orange County here in California. And they were very indifferent in terms of going on Zoom or doing, you know, doing meetings where it was virtual. And I had a, you know, conversation with the founder, and we, you know, we talked about it, and they're now virtual, and, you know, they have more people attending their meetings now virtually than they did in person. That's so, you know, and it's ideal when I can really get through to an event planner so that they realize that there are other ways to bring, you know, their whatever type of an event that they're planning on, you know, that it is possible.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. So, you know, I also really love that you work helping veterans. And so can you tell me a little bit about how you do that and what types of speaking engagements and things that you have helped the veterans with?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we're number one, we are so honored to be partnered with the Veterans Chamber of Commerce. And we actually have developed the relationship through LinkedIn, believe it or not, when I first met the executive director. And what's wonderful is that we work with the veterans on a very deep level, in the sense that they could be anywhere in the world. And what we do is, you know, we stay in contact with them. We represent them in terms of, you know, finding opportunities, whether, again, it's on podcast shows or virtual events. And in fact, I'm also a co-host on the Veterans Chamber radio show, which is streams live. And we just had one of our clients who was on the show. And it's just wonderful to see how the veterans, they have stories, they have, a lot of them have been where they're skilled, and they have, you know, maybe, you know, certifications beyond their military experience. They have master's degrees and, you know, different aspects of furthering their education, where now they can get out and they could talk about, you know, leadership, business. I mean, just a variety of different topics, not just their story about, you know, being in, you know, Iraq or Afghanistan, and, you know, some of the war stories that we hear. I mean, granted, they do have those, you know, those unfortunate stories, but we're so honored to be able to work with them.
It's amazing. And I love that combination, so that you can use the story to connect with people, but you then take it that step further where you're connecting on a specific strategy or point, and you're yes, providing value in a multitude of ways. I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
So Shelley, what do you absolutely enjoy? What gets you excited about what you do?
Oh my gosh. So many things, Heather. I mean, if you could tell, I love what I do. Every morning when I wake up, it's like, okay, what's going to happen today? You know, who's reached out to me on LinkedIn? Who's reached out to me, you know, via email? And what really excites me is exactly what we're doing here. Number one, you and I met through another event, and I get to really develop relationships, you know, like in this case with you, where I get to hear your story. I, you know, get to find out all about you and understand how I can support you. Even if we're not directly working together, we're building a relationship. And I'm doing that across the country with just amazing people. And I'm connecting them with other people. So it's just like this this puzzle, you know, where it's like, okay, who can we connect, and how are they going to be, you know, kind of put together, whether it's, you know, on a podcast show or, you know, maybe doing business together. So it's really hearing people's stories and really being a very good listener and really resonating with their story and, you know, finding ways to get their message out there and giving them guidance on, you know, what, you know, looking at possibilities that maybe they didn't see for themselves.
Oh, I love it. You're definitely an excellent connector, and you have such this great warmth about you. So when you're talking about you listen, like you really feel when you're talking to you know that you actually care. You don't always, you know, not against anyone else, but you don't always feel that way. You don't always feel heard and cared about. And so I definitely, that comes through when people speak with you, Shelley. So that's fantastic.
Thank you so much, Heather. And it's genuine. And, you know, I love people, and I love, you know, just talking with people and hearing their stories and encouraging them and just really giving them that encouragement, that hope. And, you know, because some stories aren't always good, you know, in terms of, you know, something, you know, awful happened or traumatic. And it's, you know, bringing somebody out of that, you know, that story and showing them, look, this is possible. It's such a wonderful feeling when I can do that for people.
That's fantastic. And you know what? Since you brought it up, that some stories aren't always good, and I know you weren't referring to yourself, but can you, because this is called From Fear to Fire, can you pick something in your life that was kind of scary or challenging or that you felt you learned a lot from that you'd like to share with our listeners today? Because they definitely look for that.
Yes. And I'm going to bring you back to day one. And I'll tell you why. When I first, this was a leap of faith, and this was definitely something where it was uncharted territory. So what I did is I had a friend that, and I explained that I was in the banking industry. So I had a friend that knew my background, and she would then introduce me to someone that would change my life. And what happened was my friend actually introduced me to Tanya Brown, who's the youngest sister to Nicole Brown Simpson. So if you know that story,
yes, I do.
People all over the world know that. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, she had reached out to her and said, you know, let's see if, you know, you can help Tanya. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, well, I'm not quite sure what I could do for her, but let's explore this. And Tanya and I had a 5-hour meeting. So
wow.
You know, we did this where we arranged the meeting, we sat down, and for 5 hours, Heather, and you know, a lot of people would say, wow, you know, that's exciting because, you know, it's all around that story. And I thought, no, I'm here for a bigger purpose. I'm here to help this woman. She was just launching a book, and I, you know, and she flat out asked me, you know, will you represent me? And I thought, oh my goodness, you know, okay, you know, what does that entail? You know, I'm thinking in my own head, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just, you know, right then and there, I just came out of myself and I thought, holy smokes, of course I can help her. I can write a business plan. I could do this, 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 and this. And what was wonderful, Heather, is that it thrust me into, you know, I was behind the scenes of Larry King, 48 hours extra, you know, by virtue of the story. So when something broke, meaning, you know, that what was happening in the NFL and, you know, the some of the domestic violence situations, I would be called. I had CNN on my phone, you know, where they were calling me from Anderson Cooper's team and, you know, wanting to get Tanya on. And it was just an experience that was just really unique. And in the same token, it was a learning experience, but it was that day one when her and I sat down, it was like, oh my gosh, you know, my whole body was just like, okay, I've got to help her, you know? And that's the way I kind of went into this. And, you know, here we are 7 years later, and, you know, the rest is history.
Oh, that's fabulous. You know, what's interesting about that is that the fear was probably related to, you know, can I do it? You know, it's self-focused.
Right.
But the reason you were able to say yes is because you extended yourself beyond yourself and you
exactly
were thinking about her. And so that's a big part of it. I love that story. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And you know, and I had to really research. So after that meeting, I came home and you know, just kind of went into this research mode, and I, basically just to find out, you know, what does a publicist do? How does a publicist work? And, you know, I did extensive research. And then, what, you know, once things came together, it was magical. I mean, the whole experience has been fun. I've been to hundreds of events, and it's like now with COVID-19, you know, I'm in the office 5 days a week or 6 days sometimes. Yeah. And it's a different, you know, and now I get to be creative. So.
Yeah. So you find the silver lining, right? Instead of saying, oh, I'm stuck in my office. Yes. You get to be creative.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about, you know, how you help speakers and presenters with their brand, to amplify their brand. Is that in the marketing that you were referencing?
It is. And really what we do, for example, we work with a lot of publishers for magazines. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're able to get not adversarial. It's more, you know, articles and columns and different types of different ways to feature our clients in different magazines. Mm-hmm. And we work directly with the publisher. So it's wonderful to have those kind of relationships. And I'm going to give a plug to West Coast Magazine and in the Limelight Magazine, because both of them are just, I mean, those are my two favorite publishers to work with. Yeah. And then, you know, just really, there's just so many different things that we can do and support our clients. And I think, you know, the industry itself, it's just taking such a dynamic change. Mm-hmm. Or there is a dynamic change, you know, and I don't know, we're just weathering the storm, you know?
Yeah. And I know that in a previous conversation with you, we had talked a little bit about finding your own voice after maybe playing a little bit small. So what has changed for you? And can you take us through that?
Sure. And that, you know, when we had talked, I think it was a couple of times where we kind of talked about, you know, the podcast show, it was something that had been on the back burner for, I would say, about 2 or 3 years. And I really didn't feel comfortable with being in front of the camera or in front of, you know, be the voice, the leading voice, because my clients come first. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're speakers, they're, you know, these dynamic people that are changing lives. And here I come along and I'm thinking, okay, well, what I really need to do is speak up and play a bigger game, because I have to really be that person to showcase my clients and be the voice of this company of Luminary Leaders. And when I started the podcast, that was really a pivotal point for me, because I kind of grew up where children were seen and not heard. And I had that in my mind, you know, for so many years, that, you know, just kind of stay quiet and be behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. But I knew that, you know, playing a bigger game it was a while back when I really found my voice, but I further found my voice when I realized that, you know what, time to start this podcast. And we just started it in March, and, you know, we're on episode 25. So we're steadily, you know, growing it. And I found my voice. And as you know, here I am on your show, and, it's exciting. You know, when you can break free from, you know, the fear and just things that have held you back, where, you know, that silly committee in your head that is telling you, no, you can't do this, but you know you can.
Oh, you know? I love that. I love that. That's fantastic. Now we have a lot of different listeners here, but I know that there are quite a few speakers. So since, you know, why not capitalize on your expertise here? Do you have any specific either guidance or tips that you can give speakers worldwide?
I absolutely do. And there's a couple of key points that I want to point out. And number one is differentiate yourself. You know, be that speaker who is so dedicated and does their research, stays relevant with, you know, whatever the times are, and really be a easy to work with type of speaker. So when you go out and
no, you know, no asking for just the green M&Ms, no divas.
Yeah. And you know what? Good point, because there are speakers that, in fact, we had one that we represented and I'm like, okay, it's not about that person. It's about the audience and, you know, the clients that we work with, they're very heart centered. And I really want to encourage speakers to build relationships with event planners. You know, don't be that diva or the, you know, the person who is just so demanding that, you know, that it's, they're not going to get additional opportunities because they're going to be known as someone that is really difficult to work with. Kind of like, you know, celebrities, they go through that too, where, you know, they have their quirks and, you know, the green M&Ms that they need to have, or, you know, the special instruction list. So just really be giving and be of service and just be easy to work with, and know that even though the industry is saturated, and I'm going to use that word saturated, but in a good way, it's saturated with speakers and presenters. However, there's so much business out there and we just have to differentiate ourselves.
That's right. That's right. That is so, so very important.
Yeah. And,
you know, it strikes me that maybe I'll also add, I have a webinar coming up called Staying Relevant During Changing Times. Yeah. And so it's actually about standing out. So I might add that in there too. But you know, you do such an amazing job. And I'd love be able to share with people, you know, how they can find you. If you've got anything specific going on that you'd like people to know about, I know you've got a lot of fun things that you're always doing, but you know, this is your opportunity to share how people can reach you.
Yes. Thank you, Heather. I really appreciate that. Sure. And actually you can reach me at Luminary Leaders. That's Luminary Leaders at gmail.com, or you can contact me through LinkedIn or Facebook at Luminary Leaders and Shelley Harrison. Mm-hmm. And I just want to throw out there that we are, during the month of July, we are launching our Speakers Central program that is going to be a membership program to support speakers across the country. So we're excited about that. That too has been in the works for 3 years actually, and now it's coming through fruition.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I will give a little plug. I had a sneak peek of some of the things that Shelley's doing. And I think that this is something that people would really be well served to take a look at. So thank you for that. And everyone listening, don't worry. You don't have to write it down. I will put it in the show notes for you so that you can just easily click and get to Shelley and some information about Luminary Leaders. Super easy. So Shelley, can you believe it's been like, oh gosh, it's going on 30 minutes now.
I know.
It's just our time flies together. Do you have any parting words of wisdom, anything that you really want to make sure to leave people with?
Sure. You know, I really want to encourage, not necessarily the speakers and authors, but I really want to encourage audiences, meaning people that go to listen to speakers and watch them, you know, via on YouTube or wherever, mm-hmm. continue to do that. You know, this is a good time right now with COVID-19 to, you know, stay home, you know, get on those virtual events, get on, you know, in like your webinar that you have coming up, encouraging people to just really expand their knowledge and really not, you know, it's a good time to really do that. And I think take advantage of all of the wonderful events that are happening out there, even though you can't get out and, you know, be, you know, shaking hands and networking, it's still a great platform, you know, Zoom or whatever, wherever those events are being brought to you by.
I think that is excellent advice. I mean, we need to make use of the time that we have, right?
And right.
This is a great opportunity for that. Shelley, you are, as always, an absolute pleasure. Thank you for spending the time with us here on From Fear to Fire. And for those of you who are listening, Jeff, definitely check out Shelley's website and Speaker Central and share the episode. Write us a review.
Yes.
And share, get it out there, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So thank you one more time, Shelley. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Heather. And likewise.